Zit looked up. He had a heavy wrench in his paw. He looked at the blast rifle and the set faces. Fear stirred in him.
Put down that wrench. Turn around and hold on to that chain lift rail with both paws.
Zit threw the wrench. It missed. Turl's paw batted him across three dollies. The Chamco danced around, trying to get in a shot. Turl put his boot on Zit's neck. He waved the Chamco back. His body obscuring the Chamco's view, Turl knelt and, with a rapid sleight of paw, extracted the wad of bills from Zit's rear pocket. Turl handed them to the Chamco.
Are these your bills?
Zit had rolled over and stared up at them from the greasy floor. The Chamco counted.
650 credits, and here's the good luck bill.
He was ecstatic. Turl said,
You're witness to the fact they were in his back pocket.
Absolutely,
said the Chamco.
Show that bill to the camera on the wall.
What is this?
Roared Zit.
Back up and keep that blast rifle ready,
said Turl to the Chamco. Then, keeping himself out of the fire path to Zit, he laid the things he had carried on the bench. He opened the Book of Regulations and pointed it out to Zit. Zit angrily read it aloud. He faltered toward the end and turned to Turl.
Vaporize! I didn't know that!
Ignorance is no excuse, but few employees know all the regulations. That you didn't know it is probably why you did it.
Did what?
Cried Zit. Turl turned on the disc. Zit looked at it, confused, incredulous. He saw himself stealing the money. Before Zit could recover, Turl showed him the attendant's signed statement.
Do I vaporize him now?
Begged the Chamco, waving the rifle about and fumbling off the safety catch. Turl waved a conciliatory paw.
Chamco, we know you have every right. No, actually, the duty to carry out the execution.
He looked at Zit, who was standing there, stunned.
Zit, you're not going to do this sort of thing again, are you?
Zit was shaking his head, not in answer, but in dumbfounded confusion. Turl turned back to Chamco.
You see? Now listen, Chamco. I can understand your anger. This is a first-time mistake for Zit. You've got your money back, and by the way, we'll exchange that bill now. I'll need it for the evidence file.
The Chamco took the note Turl offered and handed over the good luck bill. Turl held the bill up to the wall camera, running on remote, and then laid it down on the statement.
You see, Chamco, I can keep this file open, but in a safe place where it can be found if anything happens to either of us. It can be activated at any time, and would be activated if further offenses occurred.
His voice took on a pleading tone.
Zit has been a valuable fellow in the past. As a favor to me, lay aside your craving for revenge and let it lie.
The Chamco was thoughtful, his bloodlust cooling. Turl glanced at Zit and saw no attack signals. He put out his paw to the Chamco.
Give me the rifle.
The Chamco did, and Turl put on the safety slide.
Thank you. The company is indebted to you. You can go back to work.
The Chamco smiled. This Turl was sure a fair and efficient cyclo.
I sure appreciate your getting my money back,
said the Chamco, and left. Turl turned off the camera he had put on the wall and restored it to his pocket.